So deep in thought was he that he never heard the rest of the party until his father moved up to ride beside him. "Are you well, Bran?" he asked, not unkindly. "Yes, father," Bran told him. He looked up, wrapped in his furs and leathers, mounted on his great war horse. The Lord Father loomed over him like a giant. "Rob says the man died bravely, but John said he was afraid." "And what do you think?" his father asked. Bran thought about it. "Can a man still be brave if he's afraid?" "That is the only time a man can be brave," his father told him. "Do you understand why I did it?" "He was a wildling," Bran said. "They carry off women and sell them to the others." His lord father smiled. "Old Nan has been telling you stories again. In truth, the man was an oathbreaker, a deserter from the night's watch. No man is more dangerous. The deserter knows his life is forfeit if he is taken, so he will not flinch from any crime, no matter how vile. But you mistake me. The question was not why the man had to die, but why I must do it." Bran had no answer for that. "King Robert has a headsman," he said uncertainly. "He does," his father admitted, "as did the Targaryen kings before him. Yet our way is the older way. The blood of the first men still flows in the veins of the Starks, and we hold to the belief that the man who passes a sentence should swing the sword. If you would take a man's life, you owe it to him to look into his eyes and hear his final words. And if you cannot bear to do that, then perhaps a man does not deserve to die."